After finally getting a good Monday night game last week, now we're back to this kind of stuff. The Giants, 2-10. The Eagles, 5-7. 8:15 p.m. Monday night. On ESPN, Mike, who really cares right now? The biggest news in this game is that Eli Manning is going to play again.
Yeah, and does Eli really want to put down the clipboard and come out and play for this team? I really doubt it. And when that was announced, Eagles went from -8 to as high as -10, which is another slap in the face to Eli, because it's not like Daniel Jones was setting the world on fire. And the odds makers viewed Eli as a 2-point downgrade.
You know, we're probably looking at a coaching change in New York. Philadelphia is a big disappointment this year. So, you know, from a coaching standpoint, from a fan standpoint, you know, I couldn't care less about watching this game. I don't even know if I'll have it on Monday night. But conversely now, from a coaching viewpoint and from a fan's viewpoint, I have no interest in this game. But Vegas, you look at things a little bit differently.
Right. We're trying to find value, and no matter what it is. It could be Akron and UMass, the two worst teams in college football, or in this case, you know, one of the worst teams in the NFL against a very mediocre at best Eagles team. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles blew a 14-point lead at Miami. They need to have help, and they have to beat Dallas in Week 16 to have a chance for the playoffs. I don't think, whether it's Dallas or Philly, that wins the NFC East at either 7-9 or 8-8, I don't think they'll have a chance to do much. But as far as this game, when I see the line at, if it gets to 10 and stays at 10, I would have to hold my nose and take the points and play the Giants.
I mean, Mike, looking at it, can you believe we're this deep into the season and the leader, you know, the leader, clear-cut leader in the NFC East has a losing record?
Yeah, and we've seen this in the past with other divisions, AFC West, I think Seattle 1 year. But remember that year recently, Seattle, I think, was 8-8 or 7-9, mm-hmm. and the Saints went in as like a 10-point favorite or an 8-point favorite. And the Seahawks did win that game. So I guess if whoever can finally win the NFC East has some chance.
Mike, I've got to ask you this. You mentioned that Philadelphia blowing that 14-point lead down in Miami. Listen, we've seen this time and time again over the years, including the Patriots, is you've got an awful Dolphins team sitting there in Miami, but yet a team that is, you know, should win the game easily goes in there and the Dolphins upset them.
Yeah, and Miami's not very good, obviously, but right. They haven't quit. They keep trying, and Fitzpatrick being at quarterback, he's more than capable. He's shown that for many years. I think the Eagles got fatigued in that game. They weren't ready for the heat. And they got to a big lead, and they couldn't rush Fitzpatrick anymore, and the Dolphins came back and really won the game going away 1-9.
All right, Mike, that's going to do it for Inside the Numbers this week. Of course, you'll be back on the Morning Blitz on Monday morning, where we look at the final playoff playoff pairings as they are announced on Sunday. But, Mike, this season has flown by for college football. It just seems like yesterday you and I were having our preview show, and here we are getting ready to announce the playoff teams.
Oh, no doubt. It seems that to be the case every year. We're doing our prep work for the season, and the next thing you know, it's over with. And college football is a short season, only 12 games in the regular season. And, Coach, I just want to make sure, because on Monday we're going to talk about the Final Four, but we're going to also talk about other bowl matchups. But we do agree not to mention like the sponsor names of the bowls. We're going to call it the Sugar Bowl, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're not plugging anything that's not paying us. So, you know, unless somebody's sending a check, it's the Sugar Bowl, it's the Independence Bowl, it's the Gator Bowl, it's the Peach Bowl.
Right. Well, I don't mind mentioning the name of the sponsor so much is some of the names are just really terrible. I saw one, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but you know, the Poulon Weed Eater Bowl years ago, but I think some of these bowl games have some really awkward names. So we're just going to stick to the Orange Bowl, the Sugar yes. Bowl, and the Rose Bowl, right?
Yeah, well, we'll do it for a number of reasons, but yes, as you mentioned, the crazy, the Gasparilla Bowl. Now, I don't know exactly what Gasparilla is, but we do know that they are the sponsor of a bowl game, and I believe that bowl game is, I think it is in Tampa, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it's the bowl that's played in the Devil Rays Stadium, which is a weird setup for football anyway. But yes, that is the Gasparilla Bowl. That's one that comes to mind. And like I said, if you can shed light on that, I have no idea what the Gasparilla Bowl is. You know,
I don't either. But here's the one. Here's the one that really made me refocus on. Hey, we're going to stick with the Sun Bowl because we're not going to call it Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. No way. And that's the name of it, Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. We're sticking with Sun Bowl there.
Well, one thing we can say is Alabama doesn't want to go into the Sun Bowl because Nick Saban doesn't want anything to do with any Tigers right now.
That's true.
All three games he's lost in 2019 have been to the Tigers. So we can count out Alabama from the Sun Bowl. They're not playing any Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
No, and Alabama's done anyway because they're going to miss so many players. So many players are going to sit out their bowl game. Mm-hmm. I'm just anxious to see. I hope they put a bad number on it, and I'll go the other way because no one in that program cares about this bowl game coming up.
Yep. Now, as we talked about that, I actually pulled up the bowl schedule. There's several really good ones on here, but again, as Gasparilla, I had no idea what that was about. And the Cherry Bundy Boca Raton Bowl, that is another good one. The Bad Boy Moores Gasparilla Bowl. So that and I was mistaken. That's not played in the Devil Ray Stadium any longer. That has actually moved over to Raymond James Stadium.
What about the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl? The Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. So we're just going to stick with the old school names and make it a little bit easier.
Yes. The Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl.
We both grew up there.
Yes.
I've never heard of that. I have no idea what it's referring to.
All right. Okay. Mike Bernard from OTM Sports. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you then.